Thank you so much. Thank you, Sharon, for that reading. And again, my name is Pat, and I am a grateful believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to give a commentary on some of those verses in chapter 5 of Ephesians. That first one, verse 5, 1 says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children." And one of the things that I learned very early in my walk with the Lord, and many of you know my story, I came into rooms of recovery before I came to a saving knowledge of Jesus. Although I had been in a church all my life, I did not know Jesus as Lord until I was 4 years into the present abstinence that I have. So in 1991 was when I came to know Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. And I really started to read His Word. And one of the things that I found out from the reading of the Word was that Jesus had been given so that I could understand the Father better. And the more I read the Word, I understood Jesus better. And so my duty as a Christian, if I want to grow to be a strong understander of everything that has been given to me, then I need to stay in the Word. There's a verse in John 14, it's John 14, 21, and Jesus is speaking, and He says, "Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him." And to me, that kind of epitomizes what it's all about in terms of being an imitator of God, is that I have to know about Jesus. And in order to understand Jesus, I need to do what He asked me to do. And in order to do what He asked me to do, I have to know what's in His Word. And so it comes down to very practical things that I need to do. There is no shortcut that I know in terms of my growing as a Christian in terms of being in the Word. I have to be in the Word of God. I love it that someone has really coined that phrase, you know, Bible before breakfast, because that's how it works for me, is that I do not forget to eat my abstinent breakfast. That's my recovery. My recovery is that I am a recovering compulsive overeater. But by the grace of God, I have been clean and abstinent, you know, since 1987. But I take it one day at a time, and I take it one meal at a time. And I do know that the disease hasn't gone anywhere. And so I take the equipment that the Lord has given to me in His Word. And so I read His Word so that I can learn about Jesus. As I learn about Jesus and do what He asked me to do, then I become an imitator of Him and an imitator of God. And so, and I know once I do this, every time I really live into that, I know that I am a beloved child. And all the promises that are given in the Word are for me. Verse 2 says, "And walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." There is a secular saying that beauty is as beauty does. And it comes down again to me on a day-by-day basis. I remember a few years ago, it was a popular book out, and it's still very popular, called A Purpose-Driven Life. And it, after reading the book, I thought about it for a while, and I thought, well, my purpose-driven life has to begin with a purpose-driven day. And so I have to become purposeful in my day. And so Once I read the word, the question becomes, what things have I planned today that shows that I'm walking in the word? I'm living in the word. It's not for me to take what I learn in the Bible, what I learn in these Bible studies, and just, you know, put it up on a shelf and look at it as some kind of, you know, trophy. I really have to live it out for it to be my own. And so that is my prayer, is that I will take care of the things that the Lord has called me to take care of. The third verse said, sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you as it is proper among saints. The first thing I think about is that how I had to unlearn something that I had learned in my childhood. My childhood church had me believing that saints were people that were made by men. And a saint is not made by men. Nobody can proclaim a sainthood. It's not a contest, or neither does anyone proclaim a saint. A saint is anyone who has made a profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Once they have crossed over from death to life, they are a saint. And so when the Bible speaks of saints, they're speaking of believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, I have his spirit living inside of me. And that spirit gives me the strength to do what I need to do, what I read about, what I, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if it is mine to do, and what I read in the Bible is mine to do, then I can stand on the understanding that the Spirit has been placed in me, and I have that power to do what needs to be done. And when I read that particular verse, I have to again ask myself, what am I exposing my eyes and my mind and my heart to? Because if indeed I am a saint, which I am, then I don't want to be feeding the flesh. And many things that seem, you know, very harmless in today's world really is geared to against the things that what was spoken about here. They're geared to those things. They're geared to sexual immorality or impurity or covetousness and idolatry, all of those things. Anytime that I watch TV and see commercials that are rapid fire, it used to be when I was a kid, you know, a commercial came on once and that was it. You know, I didn't see it again, at least for maybe even the next day. But today, the same commercial to me is repeated sometimes three times, even four in a row. It's like, what is going on? What are they trying to do? You know, what is the message here? You know, and so the message is, you know, that there is evil in control here. And when I didn't know the Lord, I didn't even know that I was being controlled by evil. So as one who knows the Lord, I have to be very, very wise and not to put myself under things that could get me off track, that could feed my flesh. I don't want to feed my flesh. I want to feed my spirit. Verse 4 says, let there be no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. And also in verse 12 it says, for it's even shameful to speak of these things that the immoral does, they do in secret. So a lot of times I have to be very careful that I don't give details if I'm talking to people, you know, not to give details about things. And if prayers are needed for a bad situation, all I need to say, you know, to give the sketch, you know, and to give the short digest version, and ask for prayers, you know, and the Lord knows exactly what is needed. But I'll say one last thing, and that was verse 5. It says, "For you may be sure of this, that everyone who is sexually immoral or impure, or who is covetous, or has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God." I have to keep in mind that I have flesh. I do have flesh, and so I have to keep that out of center stage. What has to be in center stage is the new creation in Christ. And so my prayer is, dear Father, teach me to delight in you and to run hard after you. Help me to be filled with the Spirit. And I know that there's no shortcut in becoming one who is an imitator of God, who walks with the Lord, except by being in your word. And I am so grateful for opportunities to be in his word and to hear how he is working with you in his word. And so I'm very grateful for this meeting. I'm going to stop here, and I'm going to ask our shepherd if she could share for us.